Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Kavanagh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
Welcome back as we discuss romances and relationships in our four nice selections this year, Jane Eyre, Gone with the Wind, Little Women, and Dracula. Okay. Should we move on to Rochester and Adele's mother?
Yes, let's do that. Celine Veron.
Yeah, we don't know a lot about her. We know she was an opera dancer in Paris. The strikes against her, I like to make lists. The strikes against her are that she's French. In other words, she's not an English gentlewoman. she's an actress, a dancer, you know, not socially acceptable in proper English society for a woman to do that. I question, is Adele illegitimate? I can't remember. Check the book. I think she is. I don't think this woman was married. If she was married, she was definitely having affairs. So paternity is an issue. Let's put it that way. And then, you know, is Rochester her father? It's, you know, we only, again, with this relationship, we also only have Rochester's version of it. I personally think he probably is, whether he knows it or not. Your thoughts on all of that?
Absolutely. Adele is illegitimate because Celine is unmarried when she has her. And yeah, it's unclear whether Rochester is the father or not. I personally think he should have taken a little bit more responsibility, but he does, you know, acknowledge that, hey, someone needs to take care of this child. It better be me.
Yeah.
So, he does acknowledge that, hey, I did sleep with Celine.
Mm-hmm.
He did also catch her having an affair, right at the same time.
Which again, there goes his pride and humiliation levels, right?
Right, and speaking of the pride and humiliation, it sounds like he fought a duel with the other guy the next morning.
To retain his own honor, not Celine's, his, right? I mean, gosh.
and so I think it ties back into his main issue that he perceived being an issue in the first relationship. He was deceived, and now Celine has deceived him again. And so he possibly is already deceiving Celine, because we don't know, does Celine see him as available and as a possible candidate for marriage? It's not super clear, but he's definitely hiding the fact that he has a Bertha.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I think it's interesting to just real quickly talk about Rochester's character in terms of that stereotypical colonial era English wealthy landed gentry gentleman guy. Any insult to his place in society, to who, how he sees himself in the world, that's the ultimate bad thing in Rochester's eyes, right? And that's how all those, I mean, any movie you've ever seen that has colonial British soldiers, British gentlemen, I mean, it's the insult to them as British gentlemen that is the worst insult that can be given to them. Anything that insults them that way, that someone would dare to think that they're as good as these British gentlemen, you know, that's the biggest insult. And Rochester is the personification of that guy, you know. He may not be off colonizing places, but he certainly has that element in his personality that anything that insults him as the superior English gentleman cannot be brooked, you know,
and
point where he's going to fight duels, you know.
I think that's fair. In 1830s was pretty late to be fighting duels.
It was probably illegal, right? I mean, it might have been illegal.
Or even if it was 1820s, if it backs far enough, that's still pretty late.
Yeah, I think this relationship also has a lot of deception on his part. Maybe not evil intent, but Celine probably didn't expect that he would marry her, but I think she probably expected he would take care of her. she probably was in a social class and situation where she knew marriage wasn't going to happen, was impossible. That just wouldn't happen. But I think she thought that he would keep her, you know, he would pay for her life and her child and all that. And that you know, he wouldn't do that after he found out she was having other affairs. I can't really say that's her fault. I mean, that was her life, you know. What were her options as a French opera dancer in the 1800s? I mean, with an illegitimate child, you know. So, but the fact that he does take on Adele as his responsibility, I would find it hard to believe that he would do that if he wasn't her father, or if he didn't think there was a very strong possibility that he was her father. Uh-huh. And so even though he never sees himself as a dad or a father to her, he is definitely willing to support her and get her out of that environment in Paris and bring her up in England at his own home. He doesn't put her in a boarding school. He has her in his own home. So, right. I mean, that's kind of... His thinking about Adele is a little strange. I mean, you know.
In a matter of fact, Blanche kind of challenges him on, hey, it'd be cheaper to send her this little poppet off and get her out of the way. Why is she still here?
Yeah.
So, he is giving some extra money to her education.
Yeah. I think you said in your notes that he thinks Adele doesn't look like him, therefore they can't be related. And I'm like, oh, Lord.
But, you know. Clearly nothing
about genetics. Right, exactly. And or that's just his rationale. I mean, you know, he's getting through the day with a lot of big, juicy rationalizations. But he is willing to, you know, feed her, clothe her, school her, you know, and gives her lavish presents and stuff. And like I said, he has her living in his home, not some far-off boarding school or anything like that. So,
yeah, and it's really interesting to me to see particularly directors try to grapple with the depiction of this relationship.
Yeah.
Some of them are just like, okay, Rochester's personality is to grouse a lot, even at the people he loves. Mm-hmm. And so there's a line that I have always thought was hilarious. He gives Adele a doll and says, you know, go have fun disemboweling it.
Yeah.
And to me, it's hilarious. It's like a lot of the tweets and social media things that parents say today about their mischievous, misbehaving children.
Yeah.
However, if this is not a relationship where he is meaning it in fun, or that Adele doesn't know it's in fun,
right,
which is definitely an option here,
mm-hmm,
a lot of his teasing could be quite damaging.
Yeah, and so much is made about her being French, not English, that his sense of humor, it's almost like we're supposed to know that she doesn't get his sense of humor all the time, that she craves his attention, she obviously has him on a pedestal. But she doesn't, you know, and she's kind of oblivious sometimes to his bad moods or his meanness. Mm-hmm. But it's put down to her lack of intellect, her inability as a French person to actually, you know, perceive his superior English qualities, you know. So poor Adele. Right. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. Poor Adele. I mean, even Jane is like, poor Adele, because I know her upbringing and how her past. Now I'm going to cling to her more than ever.
Yeah.
So mostly I see Rochester as wanting to be an uninvolved father figure. Again, I think that was fairly common for his class at the time.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Don't think that we can give him any awards.
Yeah, I agree. I feel the same way. I think it's a strange relationship. I've long thought the only reason it's in the book is to give his character a little more depth and background, and to give Jane someone in that household to identify with. You know, the orphaned child, the lonely child. There's some... It played a part in Bronte's writing in a way. She wrote in a little character, a little person, that the reader would find sympathetic. Nothing's Adele's fault, you know. She didn't choose to be illegitimate or the daughter of a French opera dancer, you know. And so, you know, Adele serves as a bridge and a viaduct into the personalities of Rochester and Jane in a way that if she didn't exist, we wouldn't have that. We would have a story of Rochester who had an affair with a French dancer and found out she was having another affair, so he shot a guy. I mean, that's, you know, the redemption that he does by caring for this child and taking on that responsibility is supposed to make us like him more, right? It's supposed to make him more sympathetic to us than if he were just some guy who a long time ago had some affairs, you know, and had to tell Jane about him. I feel like Adele is a purposeful character from Bronte's point of view. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a really odd one. It's just so bizarre.
So. Right, right. No, I like your observation. Yeah. And it's also true, if we didn't have an Adele of some sort, why would Jane be there as a governess?
Exactly. You have to get her in the door, right? You know, which, you know, is an interesting way to do it, you know, because the career choices for women in those days were very limited, and especially for women who came from nothing. I mean, Austen books are full of women of a certain, I would say, sort of middle class, you know, where they're not bad, they're not thought of as bad families. They just don't have good prospects. And so, as far as marriage goes, and so they may have to be a governess or go find work somewhere, something. There's a lot of those kind of characters in Austen-esque books and stuff like that. But in this book, we need an orphan girl who was raised in a boarding school that was horrible, blah, 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 you know, to get in the door of Rochester's home. You know, how's that going to happen? Oh, she's got to be a governess. Oh, we need a child, you know. But we can't go so far as to have him have a legitimate child. Because then Jane Eyre would end up with a stepdaughter, and that would be, you know. That's what Blanche, the potential marriage partner of Rochester, wants that potential stepdaughter child, you know, even if she's not legitimate, she wants her off in boarding school, not seen, not heard, not part of their life. Join us next time as we continue our discussion in our four nice books, Jane Eyre, Gone with the Wind, Little Women, and Dracula. This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.